Come on, all you gals. Let's get in here now. Carly's coming to make a speech. Come on, Flossie. Sit down. Call Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on in here. Listen to Carly. He's got something to say to you. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, baby. Well, how's my gals today? I hope you're as good as I am, because I feel real fine today. This is Sunday, the 28th, and the sun is shining brightly in old Quan Nai, and I've only got about 12 more days before I'll be winging my way home to the two nicest people in the world. My wife and my sweetheart. You thought I was going to say Cindy, didn't you? Well, Cindy too, because I kind of want to see old Cindy, baby. You're a nice little dog, Cindy. Yes, you sit right there and listen now. You hear me? Sit up. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. Sit up. Come on, sit up, Cindy. Well, 12 more days, baby. I ought to be winging my way home. I hope it's 12 more days. They haven't sent me the schedule yet, but I won't get it till after the first of the month. So, anyway, I'll be home pretty soon. In just a couple more weeks, I should be with you. I wish the weather was as nice there as it is here today. The sun's been shining all day. And this is the first day before Tet officially. Tet is the new year. And it goes on for 3 days. And people do the same here as they do in Christmas home. They give gifts. And they celebrate. And they have flowers. And they shoot firecrackers, too. And they shoot one another if the VC gets mixed up. But we've got her pretty well secured right now. I don't think any VC are coming in, although they'd like to. We got them running all over the area. Looks like we've really got her made. They knocked off 5 sappers last night that, maybe 6, that was coming into town, and they think they broke their back, and I'm sure they have. Anyway, morning's a clear day, peaceful here in old Quan Nai, and I went to church this morning. After getting up, I went down and made a couple of cups of coffee and sat here and thought about writing a letter, and then I thought, no, I better send another tape, because Florence and Cindy and everybody likes to listen to my loud yapping, I know. It's kind of a, should be kind of a thrill to get a tape and sit around and play it time and again. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to make them. So I went to church instead, and instead of writing a letter this morning. And then I, this afternoon, I was supposed to get a hold of my counterpart, and we have a party for our counterparts, but I didn't get a hold of him, and he went out delivering commodities to the refugees. So I'll have to apologize to him and get with him later on in the program. After I went to church, I had lunch and didn't do much this afternoon. I went down to where the party was being held, and there's a lot of people there, the province chief and a lot of other people, and so I said howdy, and now here I am, cool of the afternoon, talking to my kids. Tonight I'll go to a Bible study meeting at the Vietnamese Christian Service house and see a lot of other good friends. And we'll talk a little bit, and I'll come back and go to bed and dream of the flight home. Last night they had a party at the province chief's house for kids, a kind of a Christmas party, and it was in the afternoon, and I went over and took my Polaroid camera and shot a couple of packs of colored film and gave to the province chief and the wives of some of the officials, and they sure do appreciate the pictures, but they sure do cost me 65 cents a piece. And I don't mind it. I guess that's a good way to win friends and influence the Vietnamese. However, it's almost too expensive for me to do. But that's the way she goes, and that's what I'm here for, I guess. And the only thing that I'm missing right now is mail. We haven't had any mail for about 6 days. I don't know what the trouble is, but I suspect something gone wrong, either overloaded, because nobody, the APO, hasn't received a thing here for about 6 days, and that's too long. But I've got something else to keep me warm, and that's the anticipation of going home in 12 days. This Ted Holliday is quite a thing here. My people knocked off 4 days ago, and they won't come back until about the 4th or 5th of February. So I'm having a hard time operating because I don't have a translator, and I don't have any Vietnamese at all around, and it's a little difficult for me to talk to my people. This Tet lasts about 10 days. It's 3 days official, tomorrow, Tuesday, and on Wednesday. But they celebrate for about 10 days. They tell me it used to last about a month. And I imagine it'd be hard to get back in the swing of things for these guys to lay off a month. But my boss, or my counterpart, he works all through the celebration, and that's a good thing for me because I have to work too, and I might as well be with him. How's all my relations? Everybody happy down there? I hope Ruthie's feeling good. I hope Larry got over his cold or pneumonia or whatever he had. These pictures of him skating up there, that guy looks like he's about 10 feet tall. He must be the biggest lumberjack around the country. How's he doing in school? Okay, I hope. I hope Lou's better too. That old boy work as hard as he does. He probably will waste away to nothing. But I'm sure that with a good life ahead of them, they can't help but look forward to nothing but happiness ahead. Fritz and Ruby, I hope are well, and send my love to them, Walt and Vona. And I know that that Walt, you can't hold him down, and Vona is the same. She'll always be my favorite cousin. And if you see Stubb and Joe and Bob and Marge and the kids, give them my regards, because I'm thinking of them all the time. I have quite an interesting experience here, and even though I'm doing something that's interesting to me and far away from what I'm usually used to, I always think of my people and my home. I don't know why I've always thought that my home, I've never lived there for a long time except when I retired and moved back, but Colorado always seemed to be my old hometown, old state, and my old hometown, I guess, is all over the state, because I seem to get along in most any place there, and got all those relatives of mine around. I